Since it was first created in 2001, the Czech and Slovak Film Database, or CSFD, has gained a massive following in the Czech Republic and Slovakia. The largest such website of its kind, it has nearly a quarter of a million entries on films, TV series, actors, directors, and so on. A huge community has emerged around the website, with over 220,000 users. In this edition of One on One, we talk to Martin Pomoty, the creator and manager of the database.
As I was interested in movies itself, I was always interested in opinions on movies. Even when I was 8 years old, I had some papers where there were some columns and names of movies and with ratings of my friends and my family, and I was always interested which movies are best rated by my friends and my family members, you know. So it's that was the source of this idea.
2 years ago, when the Czech and Slovak film database had about 80,000 users, you said it was only a hobby and not a full-time job. It now has over 220,000 users. Mm-hmm. Is it still a hobby for you?
It's still a hobby for me, and I hope it always will be a hobby for me. Nowadays, actually, I'm looking for some different experience in business, not in movies, because I want to keep CSFD and all around movies only as a hobby for me, you know. That's why I am trying to find some ways to make business, for example, in real estate or something like that.
What do you think was the key to the success of your database? What made it so popular?
I think people see and feel the database is not just some commercial project, you know, built by some huge company which wants to afford some money from it. I think people can see and feel that it is done not just by me. It's done by a lot of people who are writing their reviews, who are making their profiles there. So you feel some spirit there, some movie spirit, some fan, movie fan spirit in this website. It's not just a box of information about the movies, you know.
Well, giving people or users or movie fans a chance to write their own reviews for the database, of course, is a great catch for these people, a great attraction. But on the other hand, are you concerned at all with the quality of what people write? Because then you might end up with some information that's maybe even wrong, or, you know, is that a concern at all for you?
Of course, quality of information is in the first place in CSFD. And we've got a system inside of CSFD, you know. Not everybody can write everything. The source of these user rights to write this and this and not to write that, it has some structure. It's built a way that it's not easy to put some wrong informations there, some informations that somebody else wouldn't see and wouldn't delete it immediately, you know.
Do you think that perhaps part of the success of your database, of CSFD, is the fact that it offers all kinds of features to the users, including the possibility to rent a movie or download a movie and create one's own database? Do you think that is an essential part, and that your database would not be as successful without these features?
There are features like that, but that's not the heart of the database. Really, the heart is connecting people who love movies, make them discuss about movies, make them rate movies, make them build their profiles to tell other persons, other fans, which movies do they like, which movies do they have in their shelves at home, which movies they want to see this year, you know. And this community, that's all about. And these features like downloading movies or buying DVDs, we've got it there, but it's not the heart of the database.
Unlike some other film databases, particularly the film database or FDB, your database does not provide some details, for instance, the detailed cast and crew listings. Do you think that's missing, and or do you think that's, you know, doesn't matter that it's not there?
We are missing maybe some things, and we plan to include it there. But also, we don't want to include everything. You know, that's not the priority for us, because there is a lot of features that we don't need to be successful and to be a good database and a nice place, nice home for movie lovers. You know, there is a lot of information that only a couple of professionals are looking for. And we are more about fans. We are more about normal people who just want to see, who just want to get an information which movie today on TV is really good and which is not. That's the main reason.
Sure, but for instance, you know, people cannot learn about the authors of music score for a particular movie, which in some cases, particularly with some old Czech movies, for instance, is very, maybe not important, but interesting. Do you think that perhaps, you know, that's something that should be added?
Yeah, it will be added. It had to be already, but it just didn't happen yet.
You're Slovak by origin. Is that the reason why you included both Czech and Slovak movies? Or what made you, you know, merge the two together?
That's the question. I think it just happened like sure thing, you know, because I'm Slovak. I was there until I was 22. Then I came to Prague. I feel in Prague as at home. I feel here very, very well. I like Prague. But still, I've got a family in Slovakia, there is a lot of movie fans, but not so many as in Czech Republic. So why not? You know, I know distributors there, I know this market, movie market there, so why not to connect it?
Do you have any account of how many users are Czechs and how many users are Slovaks?
Approximately 15% of users are Slovak users. So that means when you consider Slovaks are half of Czechs in Czechoslovakia, actually. It's 10 million and 5 million. The result is that there is a much smaller amount of fun lovers in Slovakia than in Czech Republic, which I consider a bit sad, you know. People are not so interested in movies in Slovakia.
Why do you think that is?
It's a nature. It's just where do you live and what opportunities do you have? You know, it's all about mentality and.
Would you ever consider launching an English language version of your database?
I don't talk about plans, sorry.
But do you think that there's a hole in the market in this, that there is no English language database covering Czech and Slovak movies?
Yeah, probably there is not such a database yet.
There are several competitors. We already talked about the film database, FDB. There's also mm-hmm. the Czech Film Heaven, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. Would you consider merging with any of these companies?
No way. It would lower my, not mine, but it would lower some quality of CSFD.
Do you ever get under pressure from distributors or film studios to include some information or to leave out some information on your website? Do they ever approach and talk to you about things like that?
No. Actually, I had this case in Slovakia when I was chief editor, I was doing this Blockbuster magazine. I had it in Slovakia, but it cannot happen here in Czech Republic, you know. It's more like more open-minded here. More democratic, you know, thinking. So this is fine here.
Lots of people come to your website looking for information about movies that are currently playing. Do you also have reporters or professional reviewers who review films and things like that?
No, we don't do this. And actually, I don't even plan to do this because I want to go the different way, you know. Almost every journalistic website or portal have some professional reviewers who are writing these longer reviews and who are going to locations and making interviews with stars. And we never had it on CSFD, and it's still very popular website, so why should we, you know? We are going a different way, and we like it, and everybody like it.